what military officials are calling a mass arrest involving human smuggling. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
On July 3rd, two Camp Pendleton-based Marines were arrested and accused of transporting undocumented immigrants. U.S. Border Patrol agents reportedly saw three immigrants jump into the Marines' car on Interstate 8 north of the border near Tecate. According to a federal complaint, the undocumented immigrants told agents they had agreed to pay the Marines $8,000 to take them north from the border to Los Angeles. Now officials say they've arrested 16 more Marines following an investigation into human smuggling. Another eight are being questioned about alleged involvement in drug offenses as part of a separate investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
The prospects of U.S. Democratic lawmakers impeaching President Donald Trump appear to significantly have diminished after former special counsel Robert Mueller offered no new explosive allegations about the U.S. leader in hours of congressional testimony this week. So congressional Democrats are quickly pivoting from impeachment talk to their legislative plans over the coming weeks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House leaves town tomorrow for 5 weeks, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have big plans.
We will own August and make it too hot to handle for the Senate not to take up our bills.
On streamlining government and lowering health care and prescription drug prices, Pelosi did not mention Robert Mueller's testimony or impeachment as she and other Democrats gathered on the House steps to mark their 200th day in the majority.
What I can't figure out is what they're celebrating.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says there's too much party infighting for Democrats to do anything.
This is not a family fight. This is a war and a feud.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired two missiles off its east coast on Thursday. The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. While analysts say the launch probably will not derail nuclear